Welcome to Track 2. Where's the problem? Chances are, you're not quite clear on what or where the problem actually is. Let's explore this so we can all begin on the same page, so to speak. The unwanted effects or results of having not effectively remembered someone's name, and either feeling shame for forgetting it or getting it wrong, all occurs long after the more important, relevant problem. We feel bad about when the problem is manifesting, which is, of course, during the time when we intended to recall their name. But that's not where the real problem is. Many think the problem is one of recall, of poor memory skills. Not true. Almost always, the problem can be found in how you stored their name in the first place, or more to the point, didn't really store it well. The problem was in how you encoded their name in your memory, or failed to. And an optimal solution will be built around those early moments. To say it differently, when you store it well, you'll remember it well. So, our aim with this recording is to teach you new ways to encode, store, and desire to remember someone's name. At the moment when you're first hearing and learning that name. Then, later on, when you need it the most, their name will be easily available to you because you'll know where and how to access your memory of their name.